Last night, Nathan Clarke played the first half of Bradford's game against Whitby. Actually, it ended 1-0 defeat for Bradford. But Nathan there at the Bantams. And you know what, Tom? As a Huddersfield fan, I could not be happier for Nathan Clarke. Things down in London, obviously he was a town player, ended up then leaving Huddersfield, went to Leyton Orient, captained them for a couple of seasons. First season, Leyton Orient missed out in the playoffs. Second season, it all kind of went wrong down at Brisbane Road. They got relegated. So anyway, Nathan chose to come back north. And for me, as a town fan, I would have really happily seen him come back to town. But I realised that with us, we've just signed Martin Craney, there are other defenders in. He's 31 as well, so you know we're not struggling when it comes to the around 30s defenders. But I'm made up for him that he's at Bradford. The signing's been made permanent, I believe.
Yes.
And genuinely made up for him, made up for Bradford as well. Brilliant signing.
Basically, this is a signing which just makes sense.
Absolutely.
The moment Andrew Davis left Bradford City, went to Ross County, Phil Parkinson said, "I need an experienced centre-back. I need one. I really do need one. Where am I going to find one who is good enough to start week in, week out?" And, it must have just been music to his ears when he heard Clark say, "Right, I really have enjoyed my time at Leyton Orient.
But I need to go back north.
I need to move up back to Yorkshire to be closer to my family." And, the reasons he gave as well were, the kind of reasons where you saw Leyton Orient fans saying, "Good luck." Mm. It wasn't a case that they've gone down, "Right, now I want to leave." It was a case...
Oh, they love him. Yeah, down there.
You know, the amount of Leyton Orient fans wishing him luck, saying that they wish he'd stayed. I mean, he left on great terms there. And the moment he was seen... And, this is the power of social media nowadays, because I bet 10 years ago this wouldn't happen, but somebody at the Bradford City Carlisle game put a little tweet out, said, "I'm sat 3 seats away from Nathan Clarke," something like that. And all of a sudden, Phil Parkinson afterwards is asked, "So what's going on with that deal?" And he can't deny it.
No,
he has to say, "Yeah, okay, then you've caught us. Yes, this deal is going to happen." And like I said, great deal.
The world of the internet has made things more difficult for sports teams to keep things under wrap. I know I was hearing Richard Shaw Wright, I think it was on Good Morning Yorkshire a couple of weeks ago, talking about how there was a player, I can't remember the details, I can't remember who it was, I can't remember what team, but there was a player who, I think somebody on the internet somewhere had kind of broken that this deal was going to happen, and Richard was like, "But officially there's embargoes in place." So everybody was kind of saying, "No, we don't know about this." But the internet just makes things difficult, and as you say, with phones and cameras on them all, It's difficult. I'm at the Huddersfield game tonight. Who knows who might be picked at the Huddersfield? There might even be a picture of me goes on Twitter. Like last time I was there, I love town, absolutely passionate love town. Don't get to every single game. And a couple of mates of mine who were there started to tweet, "Ah, the lesser spotted Andy Lawson is here." I'm like, "Oh, great, thanks." But I'm not the kind of picture that I'm talking about. I'm talking about others, but,
Well, you never know. Lionel Messi might just rock up and go, "Right, you know what?
We are playing Spanish opposition tonight,
you are. So, you never know. You never know. But, it is going to be a case that for Huddersfield, just quickly going to them, I do think that they are going to be in the transfer market yet again. So, you might not be wrong. That you never know. There might just be a little transfer that happens tonight. You just never know in football, do you?
Oh, now then. It's one of those. When you look at our pre-season, I don't think anybody would mind if I said we've maybe had one or two results that we wouldn't have expected. Rochdale on Saturday, I've seen the goals. Town going forward looked decent. At the back, less decent. We lost 4-3. And last Tuesday, I think it was, we lost to Grimsby 3-1. Now, this isn't first team as in the absolute team you think is going to go out that first game against Hull, but still it's not a bad team. So you can kind of see that. And if we were to look at somebody... Yeah, you get that. And I think Chris Powell's been quoted as saying that if the right person were available, so we have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I think...
Is Lionel Messi the right person?
Well, would he be wage?
Would he take a
significant wage cut. But I think, Chris Powell has made it clear. The last time I spoke to him, it was a case of about Martin Craney, and he basically didn't say yes to me about signing him, but he certainly didn't say no. And now he's been asked again regarding another transfer. And again, he's not said yet. He's definitely looking, but he's certainly not ruled anything out. So we might be looking at something there.